The Girl Who Was Buried Alive. There was a well-to-do German family living over toward Olive Bridge, whose only daughter had some kind of fainting spells. Sometimes these spells would last for hours. She lay just like one dead. This girl was engaged to a young man and was to be married soon. 2 days before her wedding, she fell into one of these spells, caused probably by all the excitement of the wedding preparations. This spell lasted so long, the family thought she was dead and called a doctor. They couldn't hear her heartbeat, and there wasn't even any breath on a mirror. Her mother dressed her in her wedding dress, and, being superstitious about her jewelry, put it on her, the engagement ring, another ring with an opal and some diamonds, earrings with a pin to match, and a locket her grandmother had given her. They held a service for her in the parlor where she was to have been married the next day. At sunset, as was the custom in those days, she was carried to the cemetery. It was a very sad occasion, and she was finally buried. 4 young men, neighbors of the family, were bearers. Now, 2 of these young men had no taste for farming and wanted to go into business, but lacked the money. They thought it was too bad that all the jewelry should be buried when they could use the money it would bring to such good advantage. As soon as the family was out of sight, they quickly got their shovels and dug up the poor girl. The earrings, pin, and locket came off easily, but the rings were so tight they had to force them off. One of the rings cut her finger, and to their great consternation, she sat up, opened her eyes, and called them by name. They wrapped her in their coats and carried her home. The girl's father was so grateful to the boys that he set them up in business and gave each one a handsome gold watch. When that valley was cleared to make way for the Ashokan Reservoir, this little cemetery was moved along with the others. There was considerable speculation when an empty coffin was found, and it wasn't until several years later that the story was heard. The girl got well and later was married. She lived many years, but without another spell. When she really died, she was buried in the same cemetery, and when the cemetery was moved, she was brought to Mount Evergreen Cemetery in Woodstock and buried.